Hello, our punk gothlings.
Welcome back
to another episode of You Didn't Ask with Frankie and Tish. It has been a crazy start to the day already. I was involved in a hit and run this morning. Unfortunately, 100% my fault. I was the one that was hit, but... I was involved in a hit and run. Come find me. No, not at all. I was hit by some fantastic human being who fled the scene, but they tracked him down. So let me give a shout out to SJPD for all of their hard work.
Thank you for saving Frankie's life.
Their help, specifically Officers Cruz and Martinez. I would not be having a pleasant day if you had not come to the rescue. So thank you for that. But moving forward, Goth Day. World Goth Day.
Sea of Black.
Yes, it is around the corner. Last year we were at the USS Hornet. And this year, I am stoked for the location. Mm-hmm. It has been posted for a while. So if you don't know, that means you are not following the Menagerie Oddities Market online.
You need to.
You need to be. It's going to be at the Empress Theater in Vallejo, May 6th this year. And the market goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., but mm-hmm. the bands start at 5 p.m., and the lineup is insane.
For all of you guys who love music, goth, you like darkness,
punk, post-punk,
yes, anything like that, like, this is for you.
And having said that, we have a special guest today.
So excited.
And... the little, like, fangirls in us are going to come out. We couldn't be more thrilled.
And nervous.
Right, and nervous. So, this band from Birmingham, England, toured with The Cult before signing to Criminal Damage Records. And if you are, an old member of the scene, a continuing member of the scene, I'm talking about before we can even get there.
Or someone who's new, who's researching, like, the history of, like, you know, punk and, like, post-punk, this is the band that you're going to want to know.
If all of our listeners can put their claws together for our very special guest, Mark of, and let me hope I'm pronouncing this correct. You just said it right now, but I'll say it again. Ausgang? Or Ausgang?
Yeah, absolutely. Ausgang is Ausgang. The way I personally...
Okay.
Ausgang. I have to say this, a German friend of mine said, oh, I love the way you pronounce that word. And I went, oh, is there another way of pronouncing it?
Honestly, I went into that Google Translate and I like pressed it like 4 or 5 times to make sure that I was going to pronounce it right. But the funny thing was every pronunciation of the word was different.
Yeah.
So I was like, how? it any way I can. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, good. Yeah.
I'll say it the way you say it. From what I understand, though, that means exit, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Exit. So can you tell us a little bit about where you got the name then, how that name came up?
Yeah, sure. It's kind of interesting, I think, in the when the previous band I had was called Kabuki. And we were very, very arty. We were very pretentious. And it was starting to grate on a couple of members, including me, that we were kind of moving further and further away from the whole punk rock element that first got us into performing in bands. Mm-hmm. And so rather ruthlessly, we ditched the backing singer and the synth player. So we stripped ourselves down to a 4-piece. And so we were no longer Kabuki. So we needed to be another band and we needed a new name. Mm-hmm. I actually came up with the word outgang because I was trying to think of something that combined us being a gang, but also, you know, us being outlaws, you know, ooh,
right, kind of, yeah, rock out.
And I thought, oh, this is a great name. And it just so happened that our drummer at the time was going out with a German girlfriend, and she said, outgang, that sound, I'm not going to do the accent, outgang, that sounds like the German word Ausgang. And I said, oh, that's interesting. What does that mean? And she said, it means exit. If you go to, or way out, if you go to any train station or airport, you'll see the word Ausgang. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of mulling this over and I thought, way out, exit. it. You know, I like the kind of other connotations that those two words, two translations had. And also, I just thought it's also another language which has another kind of puts another slant on it. So Ausgang it was.
That's brilliant. And you know what? It's like you were making an exit from before. Mm-hmm. So it's like the exit gang. That's awesome. It was meant to be.
Following the signs too. Meant to be. Literally telling you.
You were physically following the signs. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
How would you describe our music to new listeners?
Okay. Yeah, good question. Because I still consider it punk rock. But it's kind of a bit more sophisticated now. And also I do use often when, because we're heavily involved with the goth scene, I more often than not will describe us as goth punk or maybe punk goth, because punk rock was such a big deal. And it was how my involvement in the music industry started. However, that whole goth tag came a little bit later than Ausgang started, and we had no control over that. That just came out of a whole music journalism side of things. And I have to say, back in the day, so we're talking about the early 80s here, back in the day, we were slightly reticent about being lumped in with a whole bunch of bands that we had no idea about, because bear in mind, this was pre-internet. We had no idea of Sex Gang Children, Specimen, Alien Sex Fiend, until we actually played with those guys. And even though I would still say, and this is, you know, there's nothing wrong with this at all, we sound nothing like those bands and they sound nothing like us. However, you can see why we were all being lumped in under the same genre, because we all looked at it, you know? So whenever I talk to somebody these days, they will probably know what punk rock is, more than likely, especially with the whole, there's a whole glut of books about goth just coming out right now. They probably know what goth is. Right. So I'll probably say, same sentence, goth punk.
And I think and that they will absolutely understand that. Yes, 100%. For sure. Yeah. Well, now that you've said all that, we talked a little bit before about musical influences. But what I'm interested to know is what any unexpected musical influences are that, you know, people would say, oh, I listened to Ausgang and they were influenced by other punk bands. But if you have something else, I don't know, that you could throw in there.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So I would say, I've been around music all my life. My parents weren't like sophisticated music fans, but my dad was very much into country and Western and a big fan of Johnny Cash. And just by default, I found myself loving that music. I mean, real country music, but also especially Johnny Cash. And that actually continued all the way through. And I think it was no surprise to me that he eventually ended up on American recordings and making brilliant later albums. You know, above and beyond that, you know, after when I started to kind of find music for myself, it was right in the middle of the glam era in the UK, which meant that I was into T-Rex, David Bowie, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Roxy Music, especially. And all of those bands, all of those artists, it's very, very common that fans of the glam era spilled over into the punk era. It was a given, you know?
Right.
I think a lot of it was the side of the, although a lot of those, all of those artists were actually in the charts in the UK at that time. So they definitely were influences on me. And then, of course, I would say specifically to do with Ausgang, you'd have to look at the Gun Club, you'd have to look at the Birthday Party, and perhaps a little more off-center, Captain Beefheart. Big influence on me personally as a vocalist.
I have to say, going back, because I myself am a huge Johnny Cash fan, that it be surprising to some listeners to think that you listen to country, but honestly, Johnny Cash is like the most punk rock, like a country musician there is, the man in black. Yeah. So, I mean, awesome, unexpected, but somehow not surprising.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Right. Love it. Absolutely love that. So how much has changed as far as the music game from when you started out to today?
Oh, okay. Here's a story. So one of our very, very early gigs, and I'm talking about three or four in, I'd have to look it up. We were, as a band, we always walked around as a gang. You know, we looked like a band, you know. We walked around the city centre of Birmingham, which is where we were at the time, and we were going into record shops, and we saw a flyer for a show that was coming up at Digbeth Civic Hall for Sex Gang Children. Now, we were aware of Sex Gang Children, but we never met them. We didn't know. We hadn't got any of the records. We just heard the name going around. But this was a big show. The venue was called Digbeth Civic Hall, and it was a mid-range venue. And there underneath, it said, "With support, Ausgang." And we were like, "Oh my God, there's another band called Ausgang. Oh, what do we do?" We called up the promoter and we said, "Can you tell us a bit about this support band who is supporting Sex Gang Children? Where are they from?" "They're from Birmingham." "Oh, that's really weird because we're from Birmingham and we've not come across them." "Can you tell us their names?" "Yeah, they've got a singer called Max, and I'm on the phone." It's like, "Well, that's my name." My band. So we suddenly realized that we had been booked to do this show, even though they hadn't asked us.
Oh, you know, wow.
Sex Gang's people were asking for local heroes to support them, knowing that they could a local band would bring in a whole bunch of people. They'd heard that Ausgang were moving up the ranks, as it were, but nobody thought to tell us. That couldn't happen these days. You know, it would be an instant email to somebody or instant call on your mobile. So the big thing that's changed has been the internet. And it also means, of course, that a band can get straight to the fan. We can cut the middlemen out if we want, and the middle women in terms of record companies and publishers. I'm not saying now that we wouldn't sell our souls for another major record deal. But to be honest, there's no need. There's absolutely no need to waste time and money and resources with that kind of thing. If we can cut straight to the chase and get straight to our fans, then we'll do it that way.
Right. So, and I mean, with
great advice too and insight.
Yeah, for any upcoming bands too, because I mean, we have YouTube, and not only that, but think about all the people that get famous from social media. And so, like you said, you can totally cut out the middleman. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. The connection, the straight line to your fans is what's awesome, because now fans today can actually like reach out to you on, you know, your social media or your websites and
have direct connection too, like that.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we're pretty hot on social media. I actually enjoy it. And you're absolutely right. I really enjoy connecting like one-to-one with fans, and you know, it's no, they're not bugging me at all. I welcome it. Right. I mean, I've got a really, really big ego and fat head, so you know, I love that kind of stuff.
Us too.
But also Bandcamp. I think Bandcamp is just great too. You know, it's just a super way for us to. We're putting up old demos at the moment. We've got new material, but at the moment, because we came across a whole cache of old demos on cassettes that a super fan digitized for us, this was the thing actually that kind of kicked off our recent reformation. We heard these demos for the first time, and we just thought, oh my God, they're absolutely brilliant. What should we do with them? It was Mick Mercer, who was a journalist you may know of, who was a big fan of ours back in the day. And he said, "Please put this stuff up on Bandcamp and people will just eat it up." And we did. And they did.
And they did. Yep.
So,
I believe it.
Another reason.
Oh, I missed that. Another reason to what?
Another reason to hail the almighty internet.
Oh, yeah. Many reasons. Well, then moving from the past into the present, we have to talk about World Goth Day. Mm-hmm. Coming this May, the 6th, in Vallejo, your band is going to be performing live. And so now we're just wondering, have you ever done an event like this before? And are you excited? We'd love to hear all about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're super excited. First of all, none of us have been to San Francisco. I mean, did you say Vallejo? I know it's in Vallejo, but is that separate from San Francisco?
It's like a hop, skip, and a jump from like the bridges that would take you into the main part of
San Francisco. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, none of us have been to San Francisco. We've only played, I've been to America quite a few times, mainly New York City, but we've only played America three times, twice in New York City and once in Los Angeles. And this is not only a great honor for us to come and play San Francisco, but we've never been there as individuals. So that's very exciting. And especially with your, you know, kind of musical heritage, you know, going back to like the hippie era, that's like, we've got to soak that up. I can't wait, you know. But interestingly, we were vaguely aware of World Goth Day, but I didn't quite kind of appreciate what kind of festival it is. It seems to be quite, I mean, I don't know about unique, but certainly we've not done anything like this before, where it's a day thing rather than a night thing, which I really like the idea of. And also, you know, from what I've seen in terms of all the prep that's going up online, you know, the whole kind of market aspect, yes, of it, the alternative, that sounds like a gas. I can't wait.
Yeah, with just the vendors really alone, you're going to have an immediate built-in audience, because everyone's going to absolutely die to see you. We cannot wait to see you perform live.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Oh, cool. And then, of course, you having to see San Francisco. You got to go take a look at the very least, the Golden Gate Bridge. But I'm sure you're going to have plenty of time. Plenty of spots. There's everywhere to go. So we're very excited.
Yeah, well, My girlfriend is a bit disappointed because you saw the picture of Jackie. It's, yes, perhaps not obvious there, but she's a, even though she was like not even alive back in the kind of flower power San Fran days, it's her thing. She loves that era. She loves that music. And initially she was going to be coming, but we've got a dog that needs looking after. Aww. And she drew the short. But yeah, so
San Francisco's dog friendly.
Well, then we'll send her all the flower power and, yes, love. Oh, she can feel that, it. It'll be like she's there with us in spirit.
Yes.
And absolutely, hopefully there'll be, absolutely, another shot so she can come out and see it too. But
yeah, yeah. What we're hoping.
Yeah, I hope so. For her sake. So moving forward then, yes, can you tell us now the future? So, mm-hmm, what's up for us, gang, in the future?
Okay. One thing is that we're really excited. We've got a brand new bass player. Her name's Sarah Tonin, and she's awesome. She brought a whole new kind of look, obviously, to the band, but also her own playing style. As you know, you bring in a new musician, it's going to change subtly, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to writing some new material with her. So that's going to be cool. So we're in the process of doing that. And in fact, we're going to be doing a lot of writing whilst we're doing this West Coast tour. So we've got 10 days along the West Coast, and then we come home. We've got Rebellion Festival. I think there's maybe another festival in the UK in between. But then we come back out to America to do 10 days along the East Coast.
Oh, cool.
Including Canada,
oh, wow,
and including the Murder of Crows Festival in New York City. So we're very excited about that. You know, writing new material, getting it out there to the fans and doing shows. I mean, that's all we do, really, you know. So we're very, very excited. I would say that this is the busiest that Ausgang have ever been, which,
oh, really,
is kind of weird because, you know, back in the day when I was in my early 20s, I thought this is what I was going to be doing full time. And then a whole bunch of other things happened whereby I walked away from the music industry. I became a physical fitness instructor. And now I'm back in my, you know, kind of, beginnings of old age, if you like. And here I am, and we're busier than ever. I want to continue doing this until somebody tells me, Mark, stop. So I want lots of things to happen. We're already planning to come back to the States and maybe South America in 2024. So lots of exciting things happen.
That is absolutely, yeah, incredible. You are super busy. I love to hear that, though. I mean, it feels good to be that busy when it's something that you love. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned, sure, before that you love that direct connect to your fans. So if you want to go ahead and plug anything, any way that anyone can get a hold of you, check out your social media, where you're at.
Okay, sure. I mean, you know, perhaps obviously you just put in Ausgang for Facebook and Twitter. Ausgang-Kabuki for Instagram, because we just wanted people to realize that there's another element that's actually on Bandcamp. On Bandcamp, you'll find, which is ausgang-kabuki.bandcamp.com, you'll find Kabuki demos as well as Ausgang demos and the transition between the two. So please go and check out all those. And also, I would like to say that all of this excitement and all of this busyness, we feel very humbled. We feel very, very lucky that people still consider us relevant and still consider that we've got something to offer. Given that there are so many new, exciting bands out there, and there are, and we are big fans of those bands. We're constantly listening to new music. In fact, can I plug two of my favorite bands at the moment?
Absolutely.
They are called the Electric Cowboy Club and Beware the Suki Tiger, and they are both from Brighton. They're both very, very young. They're both very, very new, and they are awesome. And when we've got a say in who supports us on UK dates at some point, it's not always, it's often it's out of our control. We're getting those guys in. They are brilliant. So it's bands like those guys that are the new generation. And the fact that there's room for us as well, fantastic. We're so humbled. So thank you.
That is incredible. And I love that you like you said, you love the new, the up and comers. So that's a huge respect. And I'm sure they're freaking out right now. Get in a plug. That's awesome. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking your time. I know you're 7 hours ahead and it was like scheduling. So we really appreciate you taking your time to interview with us.
Excellent speaker.
Yes. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You are an amazing interview amongst everything else.
Well,
so
thank you.
We cannot wait to see you and meet you in person and absolutely rock out on World Goth Day, May 6th in Vallejo with the Menagerie Oddities Market. Cannot wait.
Cool. Yeah, thank lovely. Thank you for your time and look forward to meeting you in person too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Dude, I'm like so like amazed on not only how articulate and easy that conversation was. I like, again, as soon as he started talking, my nerves have
disappeared.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, okay. I can call him because this is a cool dude.
He was so kind and so humble and you guys heard it, you know.
Like, you don't, why are we describing? You guys were there.
You were there with us. You know what happened. That was the coolest. We are so excited to actually see them perform live. This is, and they've only been to the United States, he said, 3 times.
Yeah.
So this is like a rare opportunity.
Yeah.
If you haven't gone out and bought your World Goth Day tickets yet, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, get on that.
This is just one of the bands that's going to be performing. And
they've never been in this area before, in the Bay Area. So if you are in this area, this might be the only opportunity that you have to go see them because they're going on tour. And then they're going to be on the East Coast. I was like, and this is a first for them.
So don't miss it.
Yeah, you need to be there.
Don't be silly. Go out and buy your tickets today. Let me repeat again, World Goth Day this year is May 6th at the Empress Theater in Vallejo from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the market. The bands go on from 5 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Be there or be square.
And it is going to get crowded. So again, you might want to get there early, shop around, come talk to us. Whatever you want to do while you're waiting for the awesome bands to start playing.
And we will see you there. And remember, if you're going to be paranormally active,
always use protection.